The local newspaper originally described it as an eyesore and public laughingstock. Quite a tagline for a building that became one of the most popular and most photographed places in this state. Where is it and what is it? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
It's one of the most photographed buildings in Tennessee, or even the country for that matter.
The building was actually built in 1894 to be a federal customs house and post office.
Amy Llewellyn is describing the customs house in Clarksville, Tennessee. It was one specific product grown here that made a new customs house necessary.
The Cumberland River connects eventually to the Mississippi River, going out to the Gulf. So in the 1890s, they were exporting things to Europe. Tobacco was popular there, and it was coming from Clarksville and places here in Tennessee and Kentucky.
The building served its purpose, but what really made it stand out was its design. Something hard to do justice via radio, but something that can be seen on our American Countryside Facebook page.
The building is 1.5 stories, but with this tall, steep roof that has all these gables and architectural details, these eagles on the corner. The original design, people thought it was really bizarre. The newspaper actually had a comment about it being an architectural absurdity and public laughingstock.
Its unique design has made it an oft-photographed spot in the state. It went from serving as customs house to the Department of Electricity for the city. It became so popular that the city decided to keep it, and later it became the Customs House Museum in the 1980s.
In 1996, we kind of doubled our exhibit space by doing a whole new building that's attached. So now we tell Clarksville's history, but we also have a variety of art and children's exhibits and science and telling a whole general interest.
Today, that original architectural wonder still stands, a home to much history. Traveling the countryside in Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.